Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Thomas Tuchel's debut ended with Bayern reclaiming the table lead over Dortmund. What's your take on that, and should this season be considered over?
Well, you know, first off, Thomas Tuchel inherited a divided locker room. You know, after the success, Ben Pavard dedicated the victory to Julian Nagelsmann. So that just speaks to the players that still feel divided over the decision. Players have even spoken to say, hey, it's not the player's choice, that's upper management that makes these choices. So Thomas Tuchel himself didn't even celebrate with the players in front of fans like coaches typically do. But his debut, he was as cool as the other side of the pillow. You know, he actually complained after the victory about missing scoring opportunities. Now, in the match itself, now, the first goal was a gift. Okay, I don't know what Greg Kubel was doing between the posts for Dortmund, given the fact that he had missed a few weeks due to injury. This was a very important match for Dortmund, and I don't think they chose the right lineup, in my opinion. And early in the match, the result showed that because, you know, it looked like a trick play. He whiffed and missed the ball. I really don't know how he managed to do that, but that pretty much shifted the tide in Bayern's favor, and they went on to dominate that fixture. Thomas Tuchel, since a boy, has always hated Dortmund, and he's definitely happy the damage that he did. He seems to always be in the right spot, converted two goals. Leroy Sané had a great game. You know, every time you think Dortmund can get Bayern, Dortmund end up getting slapped in the face. This outcome pretty much resonated that, you know, belief that many around the Bundesliga believe. You know, I thought Dortmund had more of an opportunity given the momentum. You know, when you saw the two captains, Marco Reus and Thomas Müller, line up before kickoff, I thought, you know, we were in hand for what they call a cracker, a real exciting match. You know, but obviously history kind of repeated itself in terms of this historic fixture, Der Klassiker, as it's referred to here in Germany. And Bayern got it done, and they only have a 2-point lead. And after the match, you know, Dortmund's Jude Bellingham chimed in and just made it clear that there is no depression overtaking Dortmund at the moment. The season is not over yet. And I believe that, you know, 2 points, it's not done and dusted. I think many people would like to believe that. And it'll just be boring towards the down the last stretch of the season. But, you know, 2 points, anything can happen. There's a lot of football between now and the end of the season.
Bayern aren't quite in the clear, as you mentioned, Chris. They see Freiburg twice in 4 days.
Yeah, first the German Cup and then the league. You know, Freiburg at home could cause problems for Bayern Munich, even though Bayern Munich historically are better than them. But the 2 points, you know, not only Dortmund are chasing Bayern, but also Union Berlin are also doing that as well. They're only 4 points off of Bayern Munich as well. So these teams obviously add pressure to Bayern Munich. Bayern have a lot at stake right now. They have the German Cup, of course. They're not trying to defend it, but they are the record champions of that domestic competition. They're in the Champions League. They have an important fixture against Manchester City coming up. And, of course, the Bundesliga. But I think Freiburg, you know, they have one thing in their mind. I'm sure that's to return to European football. I think they're out of the title race right now when you look at the standings. You know, but given they're in front of a home crowd, I think maybe a broken clock can be right at least twice. They do play Bayern back to back. They might end up getting the best of Bayern, which puts more pressure on them, and it puts Dortmund in a pretty good position.
Chris, as you mentioned, the German Cup is upon us.
Yeah, Frankfurt fueled by Muani, the electric player for that side. They're hosting Union Berlin. Then Bayern, as I mentioned, they're hosting Freiburg. Leipzig, a team that just recently got defeated by Mainz, a team that's trying to return to the Champions League. You know, they do have some silverware in their treasure chest when it comes to the German Cup. They're hosting Dortmund, a team that recently won as well. So that can be an interesting fixture. So there's a lot of football. The question remains, which teams will come to the following match day with a bit of fatigue? You know, because some of these teams have something at stake, either returning to European football, the upper tier being the Champions League, or just really putting a dent in Bayern's title defense hopes.
And just like always, before we let you go, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, a few things. A lot of noise surrounding Julian Nagelsmann's dismissal from Bayern Munich. A lot of back and forth. You know, on one side, Julian Nagelsmann said the news caught him by surprise. He was informed by a reporter. Then Bayern come out and say, no, we tried to contact Julian Nagelsmann, but he was busy on his skiing vacation. Something about skiing holidays in Bayern just don't end well. You know, before Julian Nagelsmann, it was their captain Manuel Neuer going skiing. He broke his leg. He's injured. Julian Nagelsmann goes skiing. He gets fired. But reports are that he might have landed. The Chelsea job has been linked to Julian Nagelsmann. That could be his next opportunity. And if it is, I wish him well. But, you know, there's a lot of rumors. And just keeping it on the Bayern page, I mentioned Frankfurt earlier. Muani, their standout player, made it known that he wants to depart Frankfurt by the end of the season. And Bayern Munich is at the top of his list. I find that to be very interesting. And I thought that tidbit would also be interesting to your viewers. And that's about it for me.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Dankeschön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.